Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Of course, those sermons and lessons they can't contain every detail, and so these podcasts are giving a bit of extra information. And we're focusing in today on Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13. It reads, "To which of the angels did God ever say, 'Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet'?" It seems, I think, laughable to the writer, to the Hebrews, that God would ever say that kind of thing. And so the writer uses this quote from Psalm 110, in fact, verse 1, and attributes it to the status of Jesus, that God says, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet." Psalm 110 is quoted to or alluded to 17 times in the book of Hebrews. And in fact, it's one of those passages that the reading of which greatly enriches our understanding of Hebrews and its message. So if you haven't read Psalm 110 as background to the book of Hebrews, I'd thoroughly encourage you to do so. The psalm carries with it references to the king's enthronement and the idea of him having victory over his enemies. We see the same idea in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 12, sitting down at the right hand of God. Peter uses this in Acts 2, 34. "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand." It's also Peter mentioning it in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 22. And so we see how important it is that this illustration of the Messiah, the King Messiah, sitting at the right hand is victorious. Jesus himself used the passage to point out the exalted heavenly status of the Messiah that was clear in the Old Testament. And it comes out in the New in Mark chapter 12, verses 35 to 37. Jesus quotes this passage, Mark 14, 61 to 62. And the early Christians used this passage again to make claims about the resurrected Jesus. In Hebrews 10, we've already mentioned, Acts 2, we've already mentioned, and 1 Corinthians 15, verse 25, "He must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet." Further allusions to this key text are found in Hebrews 8, 1 and Hebrews 12, verse 2. You can look those up. We haven't got time to go into all those yet. The fact that Jesus could use, could engage with the Jews of his day on this point using this scripture and these scriptures shows that these scriptures were commonly understood in Jesus' day as having messianic significance. "Sit at my right hand" is addressed to Jesus, the apostles claimed, because his death and resurrection has shown that he was the Messiah. So, Old Testament times, this passage was thought of as being applied to the Messiah. And the apostles said, look, Jesus was the Messiah, therefore this passage applies to him. "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet." The sitting down indicates that the work and the victory is completed. The enemies are vanquished, and Messiah, Jesus, has power over all enemies. That is what gives a Christian their assurance, their security, even when the world around us is challenging, when life is difficult. There are ups and downs. We're in the valley more often than we would like to be. Yet we know that this comes to an end because Jesus has already won the victory. His enemies are already a footstool for his feet. We may not see it all just yet, but that has been completed and done, and the victory is there in heaven, which we also will inherit. Jesus is this unique person with superiority over all others. Therefore, we have confidence in living our lives today. Well, next time we go on to verse 14. Until then, if you want to know more about our church work, it's nwlcc.org. You can contact me at malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. If you've got time, please go over to iTunes, look for MCCX, find my podcasts, and give us a review and some stars if you could. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.